a very basic question. When you gotta go, you gotta go. And so, if you're wearing a kittel, and it's Yom Kippur, you still need to go to the bathroom. Even if you're not eating on Yom Kippur, most likely you still need to go to the bathroom a few times during the course of the long day. Very simple question. Do you need to take off your kittel every single time you go to the bathroom or not? Now, there's a lot of buttons on the kittel. It's not so, you know, wear your kittel so often. It takes you a few minutes to unbutton it, put it on. There's no place to put it by the bathroom. Much easier if you could just go to the bathroom with your kittel. What's the halacha? New? Yes or no? Mutar Asr? Yeah? Okay. Says the Ramah. The Ramah writes in Hilchos Yom Kippur that we have a minug, yeshnagu, some of the minug, lilbosh begadim levanim, to wear white clothes, clean clothes in Yom Kippur, because it's similar to the Malachi Asharis. So too, we wear a kittel, which is white and clean, and also because it reminds us of Big Day Mesim. Because, of course, a mace wears white clothes, and therefore, so because of this, a person will be humble, and he'll be very serious when on Yom Kippur, now wearing his kittel. So that's the basis of the minhag of wearing a kittel. But again, none of this says anything about any kedusha to a kittel. It just simply says that we wear it to remind us of some thing, either about Malchei Sharis or death. But it doesn't give you any kedusha. Comes along Shulchan Aruch in Simon Chaf Aleph, talking about tzitzis, which I thought it was very appropriate while we spoke about this topic, because we're going through a topic of tzitzis, not during the Yom Narayim. So instead, Shulchan Aruch says, it is permitted to wear tzitzis in the bathroom, which we all do. We don't take off our tzitzis when we go to the bathroom. Says the Taz. Taz pipes up and says, whoa, Shulchan Aruch only means the tzitzis. He doesn't mean the talus, meaning a talus, you're not allowed to even enter into a bathroom wearing a talus because it's improper to go into a bathroom with something that you wear for tefillah, something which is designated for tefillah, for our davening. It would be inappropriate to use those same clothes, just like the Kohen Gadol takes off his clothes, different clothes when he goes to do the Truma Sedeshen, because it's improper to do avoda with the same garbage clothes that you're using to take out the Truma Sedeshen. So do same thing over here. How can you wear the same clothes that you're designating for tefillah, the talus, and also go to the bathroom in it? Says the Taz, you're not allowed to enter the bathroom with your talus Gadol. Says the Taz, one more line. Oh, and also, by the way, don't wear a kittel lefanos in the bathroom. Now, lefanos is a language of a number two, sitting down using of the toilet. Right? We'll be clean over here, if you know what I mean, in gedolim, what they call it. So that, he says, you're not allowed to wear a kittel in the bathroom lefanos. But what does that imply? Number one, you're fine. You're allowed to walk into a bathroom with the kittel, different than the Taos Gadol. Taos Gadol, he said, don't go in at all. But by kittel, he seems to change, says the Taz, and says it's fine to wear a kittel in the bathroom. It sounds like if you're just using and doing number one, you're standing up, ketanim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in a very interesting line, the Mishnah Berurah just codifies that point blank. And he says that... He says, listen to this line. He says, "Ein lichnos lebeis hakiseh b'kittel," says the Mishnah Berurah. Don't enter into the beis hakiseh with a kittel. Shu miyuchad l'tfila, avol but lahashtin bo mutter. But to do number one in there, to do ketanim, is totally fine. So here you have it. A straight-up Mishnah Berurah that says you're allowed to not only wear your kittel in the bathroom, you're even allowed to use the bathroom, a number one, standing up with your kittel. No? Seems very simple. Comes along Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky in Kovetz Halachos, it says not so fast. The Chai Adam disagrees and says the Taz was comparing it to Taos Gadol, right? Taos Gadol, we seem to say, don't enter into the bathroom at all because it's designated for tefillah. So why should a kittel, which is also designated for tefillah, be any different? And the Chai Adam seems to say you're not supposed to enter, therefore, into a bathroom. It's, if the comparison is that it's designated for tefillah, you wear it only during davening. What kittel? When else do you wear a kittel? Oh, hold on, that's my next point. So, excellent point. But simply put, a kittel is only worn by davening. Forgetting about the Seder for a second, yeah? So if that's the case, it should be no difference than the Taos Gadol. Says the Chai Adam, don't wear it. Says Rav Shmuel, his minhag is not to wear a kittel at all in the bathroom. But hello, Don't forget the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah said you're allowed to urinate. You're allowed to do a number one, a ketanim, with the kittel on. So what does Mishnah Berurah mean? So two versions of this Mishnah Berurah. One opinion is the Kaf HaKayim, who says, yeah, Mishnah Berurah says what the Mishnah Berurah says. I mean, he's not working up Mishnah Berurah, but that's Shita and the Mati Ephraim as well. Beit Paskin, you're allowed to go to the bathroom, a set bathroom. You could do a ketanim with your kittel on, no problem at all. Comes along Rev Eliashiv, Kesayim Adirsha Mishnah Berurah, similar to Zeh HaShulchan, I think that's Sari the Blitzky. He writes like this, Mishnah Berurah was only talking about using, wearing your kittel for ketanim, not in a bathroom. I know, I guess an outhouse, outside. Mishnah Berurah never permitted.
Does it really matter?
So here's the problem. If you enter into your kittel into a regular bathroom, especially in Yom Kippur, where it's a lot of people are in the bathroom, you know, to escape the long Shmon Esrei's, right? So they're in the bathroom, other people are using the bathroom for Gedolah. So you're going to bring your kittel into a bathroom where other people are using it for Gedolim, is that a bigger degradation than what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about? It says Rabbi Yashiv, yeah. So therefore Rabbi Yashiv says, even the Mishnah Berurah would only allow you to do ketanim with a kittel, I guess in a non-kavua dikka bathroom. But if you have a regular set bathroom, you're not even allowed to wear a kittel. It's a tremendous chumrah.
What does a bathroom mean? I mean, if you go on the highway, you see the urinals are in one section.
Yes.
And then the stalls are in another section.
Let's assume it's a place which is a makom kavua where people do ketanim and gedolim. Let's assume.
But is that called separate places? Like there's only ketanim?
I don't know. I'm not sure. Let's assume a regular bathroom and a regular shul, people do both. Yeah.
So it's a separate
Rishos way. I'm not sure. It says, this is what Rabbi Yashiv says. Comes along, so coming, according to that, Mishnah Berurah all of a sudden is a tremendous chumrah. Because Mishnah Berurah, which you thought was so lenient, is not talking about our bathrooms. Comes along the Sefer Ginza HaKodesh and says, well, what about the fact that our kittel, maybe I have a leniency, our kittel, we don't only wear it for tefillah. What do we wear our kittel for? Seder night.
Not everybody.
Not everyone, but some people wear it for different times. Says the Ginza HaKodesh. Says Rabbi Yashiv, saying in the Ginzei Kodesh.
Towns in Poland that didn't wear kittels.
What? Didn't wear kittels. Some people, they even wear for a shana. We're going to get. So 1 second, we'll come to different minhagim. But simply put, if you wear it for a Seder night, so you're wearing your kittel for non tefillah stuff, so maybe that should be a heter to even wear a kittel in the bathroom. Because you wear a kittel by a Suda, by a Seder, so wear it in the bathroom also. It's not designated for tefillah. It's not like a Talis Gadol. You never wear your Talis Gadol by a Suda. Says Rabbi Yashiv, nice try, no can do. You know why? Because the night of the Seder is like a tefillah. It's like a halakha. You're also holy of the night of the Seder. You can't run with that escape. Fine. What he does say, Rabbi Yashiv, is some people, I never saw this minug, have a minug to wear their kittel by the Rosh Hashanah Seuda. Has anyone ever seen this minug? No? Room of 20 people, no one's seen it. Okay. Apparently that was a minug. People wear their smivs, I don't know, to wear their talis, to wear their kittel by the Rosh Hashanah Seuda. So if that's the case, says the Ginzei Kodesh citing Rabbi Yashiv, if you wear your kittel for the Seuda of Rosh Hashanah, then you could go into the bathroom with it, because then you've shown that it's not designated for tefillah. Comes on Rav Zilberstein, and a major Rav Zilberstein move, says, let's say a guy's got stomach problems. He repeatedly needs to go to the bathroom, diarrhea, whatever it is, on Yom Kippur. So he's going to keep going back and forth, yeah?
The first time everybody wears a kippur.
Yeah, but you're still designating it for tefillah. You're still designating it for tefillah. Still designated for tefillah. But let's say you got stomach issues. Person's got stomach issues, and he's going to... Okay, but he's got enough. He could hold himself every hour. But now every hour, he's going to keep going to the bathroom. It's going to be very frustrating. So Rabbi Zilberstein says, I've got an Eitzah. That Rosh Hashanah... Then he says, wear your kittel by your seuda. If you wear your seuda by Rosh Hashanah that year, now you've shown that it's not designated for tefillah. Once it's not designated for tefillah, you can not only wear it to the bathroom for number ones, you can even wear it to the bathroom for number twos, because you've shown that it's not something which is dedicated for tefillah. Says of Zilberstein, halacha l'maaseh, if someone's got stomach issues, you should do that. So the upshot is, it's best not to wear a kittel, it seems like, even in a bathroom, a regular bathroom at all, but I will caveat that. I've definitely worn my kittel in the bathroom when you're rushing sometimes. And I think the reason why people do that, you see people do it all the time, It's because Mishnah Berurah says you can. If you're just going in quickly for a number one, for standing up, for katanim, for sure Mishnah Berurah is explicit. You can. You have this kvetch, or Rabbi Yashiv says, don't do it if it's a set bathroom. But simple read of Mishnah Berurah is not the way. But you should know there is that chumrah out there, and the best dates is if a person really wants to do it, wear your kittel by Suda of Rosh Hashanah, and then you'll be fine. Shkayach.